Episode 58, Action Blocks. Now, this is an addition to Google Android devices that I've come across in the last week. And what do Action Blocks do? Well, they communicate with Google Assistant, and they provide a visual means by pressing a tile to complete an action. So it's like having a facility of a smartphone, but with a visual interface. The value of this is that you can perform simple actions, such as dial a number, or play some music, or play a YouTube channel, or indeed do other things which can be controlling smart devices, such as a light. And also can actually be a communication aid as well, as you can input your own phrases and thoughts into it. So I've programmed it on a Lenovo M10 tab, and this device is about to go out on a project, hopefully happening now, which is Good Things Foundation's Digital Lifeline project, which allows people with learning disabilities to access tablets to enable them to communicate or take part in activities that they would normally do in person. So it's a really good thing. Action Blocks is a Google product, and you can download it from the Play Store onto your device. So it's an option that you can include, and I think it could have real potential for enabling a communication device or system to be added to your tablet. So I'm not sure how far back it goes in the Android systems, but I imagine it's fairly new and recent. So thank you for listening to today's little short podcast on Action Blocks. Speak again next week. Bye for now.